want to listen to, Boo?
No peppers.
No red hot chili peppers.
I'm in the car on the way to preschool with Michelle McInerney and her 4-year-old daughter, Darby. They live in Springfield. Soon after Darby was born, McInerney says she and her husband realized she was different than other kids.
So she didn't walk until she was 19 months. But then once she could walk, I'm not even joking, the next day she started running. And she just kept going and going and going. And then impulses. She doesn't know how to stop herself from anything, you know, which can put her at risk at times. I mean, there were some days where it's like us protecting her from herself.
Darby was diagnosed with a severe case of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD, and oppositional defiant disorder. Over the last year, she's been asked to leave 2 different child care providers. McInerney says the last place was the worst.
They started calling us every day to pick her up, would just say she was being bad, or it was truly your kid is bad and she's in my class and I don't want her here. We were only there for 2.5 weeks, and one day we picked her up and there was just a note in her cubby that said, Darby's not welcome to come back.
Faye Manister says she frequently hears stories like this from parents of children with special needs. She's with the ARC of Illinois, a statewide advocacy organization for children and adults with disabilities. I told Manister what happened to Darby. She gasped.
How terrible. Unfortunately, I'm not surprised at all because it happens all the time and it continues to happen.
And if families can't find childcare, Manister says they have to figure out ways to make their lives work without it, which often means
either have to reduce the hours that they work or stop working altogether.
And that brings us to our next family in Decatur. Brandy O'Connor's son, Mark, is 10 years old and has significant physical disabilities.
His main diagnosis is cerebral palsy. He used to eat orally, and then at the age of 3, he had a feeding tube placed, and anytime he sleeps, he's put on oxygen. It's developing. It's an ever-changing journey.
O'Connor is a single mom. It's just her and Mark, and for years, she's provided the 24-hour care he needs. For the first few years of Mark's life, O'Connor made it work until he started kindergarten.
That's when I got to the point where I'm like, I need to do something else besides just be his mother. Like, I have to get my own life back. Like, the years are taking a toll of just being a caregiver.
But O'Connor couldn't find anyone to care for Mark when he wasn't in school.
No one really wanted to accept him because of his needs and because of his size and diaper changing. He is not toilet trained. He's in a wheelchair. A lot of places aren't accessible.
And without that support?
I didn't work. I wasn't employed, I guess. My work has been him. You don't have the opportunity. You can't.
Finally, 2 years ago, she discovered Kids Connection. They're a nonprofit grant-funded program that provides childcare for kids with and without disabilities. They accepted Mark. The program has changed both of their lives. She says Mark loves Kids Connection.
But it also gives me a chance to have my own life again, which is huge, because I'll be starting a new job, and I am super excited about it, and I'm going to be able to work 8:30 to 4:30, and he'll be going to school, and he'll be at Kids Connection. 2 years ago, that wouldn't have happened.
I told Manister with the ARC of Illinois about O'Connor and Mark and the solution they found with Kids Connection.
That sounds miraculous, and I wish we could replicate it everywhere. It is extremely rare.
Manister says the only way to make places like Kids Connection the norm and not the exception is to make caring for children with special needs a priority. And that takes increased investment from the state and the community. She says we need to make inclusion of adults and kids with disabilities commonplace and not an afterthought. I'm Lee Gaines, Illinois Newsroom.